This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The case of undercover videos investigating abortion industry specimen marketing may be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Observers say that requests for additional briefings from abortion plaintiffs in the suit against David DeLayden indicate an interest in the high court taking DeLayden's appeal after the Ninth Circuit simply avoided free speech implications by not fully reviewing a lower court decision against DeLayden. Pro-life groups are investigating late-term abortion clinics to document that the late-term abortions opposed by over 60% of Americans are indeed commonplace in the abortion industry. The problem, says Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life, is that most people are in denial about late-term 24 to 32-week abortions involving healthy babies and healthy moms. LifeNews.com has links to the undercover calls. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. A Catholic Polish doctor who moved her family to Norway to help relieve a doctor shortage has finally won her right to conscientiously refuse work with IUD contraception. Despite a pending appeal, Dr. Katarina Yakimovich has won the first legal victory for freedom of conscience in Norway. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.